The Gemara tells us that one of the reasons why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was based on a pasuk from the Nevi'im that says, "Al ma avda ha'aris." Why was the land destroyed, etc.? And the conclusion of the pasuk is, "Al ozvam et torati," because they left my Torah. And the Gemara explains, what does it mean they left the Torah? It wasn't that they weren't learning. They were learning Torah. But it says, "Lo birchu b'Torah tehillah." It's because they did not make the blessings of the Torah. Every morning we make berachot at Torah, Asher b'charbanu, etc. In that generation of the destruction, they learned. However, they did not make those morning blessings of Birkat HaTorah. Hachamim asked the obvious question. We see from other Gemariot that the reason why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was because they committed the three cardinal sins. They were murdering, there was Avodah Zarah, there was Gilui Arayot, immorality. So how do we square these two Gemariot? Was it because of the three cardinal sins, or was it because they did not make the Beracha and the Torah Tehillah? So I saw from one of the Mefarshim that explained that really the study of Torah, the Gemara writes, protects a person from sin. It protects a person from sin while he's learning, and according to some opinions, it even protects a person after he's finished learning. The Gemara's language is Torah Magna Umatzla. It protects and saves a person. So if they were learning Torah in that generation, how did they even come to those three cardinal sins? Torah is supposed to protect you. Torah is supposed to weaken the Yetzer Hara. It's a paradox. You can't learn Torah and then commit those sins. The explanation is because it was the way that they studied Torah that caused them to lose the protection. They studied Torah as a subject. They studied Torah for the intellectualism of it. They studied in order to sharpen their brains. Torah is very interesting. Torah is very challenging. Person opens up a Gemara and you have a question and you have an answer and you have a rebuttal and a refutation. It's very enjoyable to study. But you have to remember when you're studying that it's a mitzvah and it's the word of God. And if you take that out of the equation, that Chas v'Shalom, Torah becomes secularized. And that's what it means they did not make a beracha on the Torah. To them, Torah was like mathematics. Torah was like any other subject. We don't make a beracha before we sit down and learn science. We don't make a beracha before we read literature. So therefore, why do we have to go read and make a special beracha before you go study Torah? You could just learn for the education of it. And because of that, the protection of Torah was taken away from them. So really, it's a combination. The reason is because of the three sins. But how did they come to the three sins? Because they did not make the beracha and the Torah first. And therefore, the Torah that they studied did not protect them, but protect them from sin. That's a great lesson for us during this 9 days before Tisha B'Av. And the days before the destruction, we have to fix the sin of the previous generations. We have to not only study Torah, but we have to remember that Torah must be studied b'kedusha u'tahora. It has to be studied with purity, with kedusha, with holiness, and remembering that it's a mitzvah. And therefore, we have to treat it with the proper respect. One thing is certain, that at least in these 9 days, we should be a little more careful when we make Birkat HaTorah in the morning. We should have a little more kavanah to repair what our ancestors did in that time.